Hi, everybody. Good morning to everyone. It's a wonderful day today, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Our God is good, isn't He? And in Him there is no sin at all. He is holy and He is good. And you know, in Luke chapter 15, we hear about the prodigal son. There are two sons, and one son, you know, takes away the property from his father and goes away on a distant land and squanders all his property. And he lives a life of sin. And he realizes, he comes to his senses and he comes back to his father. And he says to his father, "Father, I am unworthy to be called your son. Please take me back as your hired servant." You know, but the father does not listen to that. The father puts a robe on him, throws a party on him, and you know, he cuts the calf. You know, there's joy in the house. The father treats him like a son and not like a servant. And he treats us like a son today. Okay, and we are all his sons and daughters. And he's rejoicing over us with loud singing. That's what Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 16, 17 says. He rejoices over us with loud singing. Okay, he is a good father. Amen. And we have all, there are more than 10,000 reasons to declare his goodness, to declare his praise. Okay, let us all rise together. Because it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. And we shall declare His glory and we shall declare His praise. He has created all things, and in Him all things hold together. Yeah. Amen.
Because you are good, and I dance. Because you are good, and I shout. Because you are good to me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance. Because you are good, and I shout. Because you are good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and oceans deep only reflect this truth. That in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good to me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good to me. With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good. You are good with a cry of praise,
cry of praise.
My heart will proclaim,
we'll proclaim.
You are good. You are good in the sun or rain,
sun and rain.
My life celebrates,
celebrate.
You are good. You are good. because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, you'll sing, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me.
Lord, you are an amazing God, and I
just say, I love you to him.
I love you. I love you. I love you for who you are. I love you for who you are.
You delight in pouring out your love on us. The wonder of your majesty, the wonder of your mercy. You delight in pouring out your love on us. The wonder of your majesty, the wonder of your mercy. You're amazing, you're amazing. You who hold the stars in your hands,
stars in your hands, and you call me by name. You hold the stars in your hands, and you call us by name.
Each one by name, one by one.
You who hold the stars in your hands, call us each by name. You call us each by name. You hold the stars in your hands. You call us each by name. You call us each by name.
Yeah.
You alone I believe God's presence is here, like Austin Open, calling the prodigals home. I believe God's presence is here to call back those who have wandered away, thought they could find their own way through life and be okay. And God is saying, when you surrender, I will exalt you. Amen. When you surrender to me, when you come back to me and recognize that I'm a good father, I will exalt you. I will not take you back as a slave. I will take you back as my son.
Yes.
I will not put all the guilt and shame on your head and leave it there. I will take it off. I'll put a robe of righteousness around you. And I believe there is special just grace for faith, an increase in faith, because that is the victory that God has won in us, that he has our faith, that we believe in Jesus.
Yes.
That is the victory that was won in us.
Yes.
And today God is saying, I'm going to win that victory in you. So if you have wandered away from God for whatever reason, or if you thought he could not provide for you, or he could not give you what you need, or he cannot restore your position now with him, you're wrong. He says, I will win that victory of faith in you.
Yes. Amen.
Right from the start, I was feeling this as we gathered this morning. But there may be some who are feeling, or who've come here and say, does God love me? Because, you know, things can happen during the week and we can feel it all. You know, does God love me? And, you know, God loves you in Christ Jesus with an everlasting love. Receive that this morning. You see, when you're meeting somebody for the first time, yeah, the knowledge you have about that person will determine how you react to that person.
Yeah.
Isn't that so? Yeah. If somebody tells you, oh, that, you know, like in a job situation, you've got a job, you're meeting your boss, and the colleague, he's a terrible guy. He's this, he's that, you know, he'll insult you. So when you go there, you're going fearfully.
Yeah.
You're saying, oh no, what's going to happen? And, you know, that's what it is. But if somebody says, no, he's a great guy, he'll encourage, and then you go in a different manner. And so for us to realize that God is love. Okay, he does not treat us as our sins deserve. You know, we fail every day. Yeah, but he does not treat us as our sins deserve. He loves us. He wants to see us be transformed, become more like Jesus. And he is for us. Turn to somebody and say, God is for you. God is for you. Yeah? In every situation, God is for you. Yeah? He works all things for your good. Turn to the person and say, he works all things for your good. And those could even be the seemingly bad things. Yeah? Which, you know, and you know, they can be bad, but somehow God will use it for your good.
Okay?
And what God wants us to come is come with open hearts to receive. And you say, Lord, you love me. You're working everything out for my good. I just want to give myself to you in worship and service.
Amen.
Amen. Come, let's continue worshiping.
It was talking about I cannot, you know, you cannot impact which you don't have, which you did not have, you know, which you don't possess something. Now I can only impact if I have. And I was thinking, God, what I don't have or what I have so that I can impact at my work, at my home, or where I'm living with my friends. Now, I've been pondering this word because it's so important. As a Christians, we need to finish strong. No, it's not how you started your life or how I started. The starting is so great, but the how you're finishing is so important. It's so amazing book. And I really suggest you to read this book if you get it. Thank you.
Yeah, I asked Vijaya to share because I felt God listened. I mean, I've been thinking and pondering about on something. A very familiar story from the Bible. We often tell it to children. It's about the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And it's the same thing. And we may say, God, I don't have much, or you may even discount it. Like the disciples, all but one discounted this child with a little packed lunch. Now when you think about it, 5,000 people walked a long way, knew that this was going to be probably a long, long time. Are you telling me only one mother packed a lunchbox? Think about it. Only one person came with a lunchbox? No, I think there were several lunchboxes out there. But they didn't think that it had any value because they didn't know who they were encountering that morning. Even though they came in droves because they knew that he was the miracle worker. Yet, we can look for at other situations and say, wow, God, you healed there, you provided there, you provided there. What do I only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Forget it, don't even talk about it. You know, but Andrew, he saw that. He knew there was something about Jesus. Jesus can deal with this. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And a miracle started. Could not the Lord of heaven and earth create out of nothing? He did create out of nothing. But he's waiting for your 5 loaves and 2 fish in the hands of a mighty God. It becomes something amazing. What is that 5 loaves and 2 fish that you are sitting on? That when in the master's hands, it multiplies and it creates an impact. Not only on your life, that little boy's lunchbox had an impact on 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Bible scholars say there were probably approximately 15,000 people there. Ate and were satisfied. Let's bring our 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus this morning. Let's say, God, I want to build with something that's going to last forever. Yeah. The beginning actually has nothing to do with you. That's the mighty power that worked and raised Jesus from the dead, created new birth in your spirit. Nothing to do with you. Now, let's run the race. Let's finish well. Let's finish strong. No? And no matter, it says, though a righteous man fall many times, what? The Lord lifts him up. So maybe somewhere along your journey as a follower of Christ or in your discovery of Christ, something happened. You let the violets grow. This is a time to say, God, will you uproot those violets? I want to be a beautiful garden for you. I want my life to count. I want to live for you. I want to give my life to something that will last forever and ever. And like the good father, he always welcomes the prodigal home. Amen.
The life you gave, your body was broken, your love poured out, you bled and you died for me there on that cross. You breathed your last as you were crucified. You gave it all for me. Hallelujah. King forever, we thank you for the cross. Here in the ground, sitting in the darkness, lifeless lay the frame of the Father, Son in agony.
sacrificed. He gave it all for me. Oh, hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Hallelujah, King forever. Thank you for the cross. But on that day, what seemed the darkest hour, a violent storm broke through and shook the ground. And as you rose, the light of all the world was magnified. You rose in victory. Oh, hallelujah, it is finished. Hallelujah, it is. Hallelujah, it is done. Hallelujah, King forever. We thank you for the cross. Though our sins are scarlet, you made us white as snow. Though our sins are scarlet, you made us white as snow.